News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
8:47, time for Open for Business. Open for Business, we talk to locally owned operated firms. And when you need certain services, you want to talk with people like, as an example, Zach Booten. And Zach Booten, you may have heard the ads that I've talked on for a number of years. It's First Response. First Response Resolution, firstresponseirs.com is the website. And hey, what's your phone number over there?
541-293-8449.
Yeah. Okay, all right. We'll repeat these things again. You know something, Zach? It's great to have you on. There's nothing more terrifying, though, than getting a letter from the Internal Revenue Service that says that you owe money. I mean, that's got to be like on one of the top things, other than you being served with a big lawsuit in one form or another, huh?
That's true. I've heard people say that two of the biggest fears that people have are public speaking and dealing with the IRS.
Okay, well, now you're doing public speaking, so you're going to... Was this part of your bucket list now?
Yeah. You know, I've been trying to speak to the public in various forums since I started my practice, and, you know, there's always nerves involved, but it's an important element.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this, by the way?
I've been doing this for 3 years, but our business has been in existence for a little over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. What made you decide that I'm going to get here and help people to take on the Internal Revenue Service or to get, you know, a decent settlement? Because, you know, you'll hear about these national firms, tons of these national firms where we'll get you, you know, you owe them $10 million. We'll have you out the door for $1,000, you know, those kind of things. And that's not you, right?
That's correct. That's not us. So
what's wrong with them in that respect? Tell me what's wrong with them.
So that, you know, a lot of these national firms may be able to solve tax problems. I'm not trying to, you know, denigrate anyone, but sometimes they employ predatory practices that prey on people's fear. Mm-hmm. And for instance, they'll send, you know, there's a lien list that has all the county liens recorded, and they'll send the actual county lien to a taxpayer in a letter, and they get this and they think the government's after them, but really it's an advertising campaign. They're trying to get you to buy their services.
You don't do stuff like that,
right?
I
do not do that. I don't market to the lien list. I don't ever send out lien letters. I don't think that's really a great practice, personally.
Yeah, what's the type of person, then, that should be getting in touch with you? Is there like a dividing line some way? Are there some problems that you can normally handle yourself? I mean, when do you need a pro like yourself?
That's a great question, and it comes up often. So typically, you're going to want to seek the services of a professional in this space if you have more taxes than you can afford to pay. If you are being audited by the IRS or the state and you don't feel comfortable representing yourself.
So you can do the representation then?
Absolutely. I'm a CPA and I'm also a certified tax representation consultant. And to the best of my knowledge, I'm the only CTRC south of Eugene. We are the Southern Oregon's dedicated tax problem resolution firm. There are plenty of firms who can offer representation services, but that's all that we do.
What are the rules when it comes to paying off? You know, sometimes that, all right, you made a mistake or you... Or you really didn't have enough withheld. Let's say you're an employer or, you know, you use W-4?
The W-2 reports wages. W-4 is what you fill out to determine your exemptions
right.
And your tax status.
See, this is why I'm not a tax guy. Okay. But quarterlies is what I'm thinking of.
Quarterly estimated tax payments are required anytime your withholding isn't sufficient to cover your tax liability mm-hmm. or you're self-employed.
But I bet a lot of people that do that, they can probably find themselves in over their head sometime. That'd
absolutely. Yeah. Independent contractors who maybe they earn their income inconsistently, they receive a commission check. A lot of the time, realtors are in this space. You know, they don't get paid consistently. They don't get paid regularly. And by the time they receive their commission check, they have other bills that have been stacking up. They didn't really set aside money for taxes. And they think they'll catch up the next quarter. And it kind of snowballs. You know, they end up by the end of the year owing more than they expected. They can't pay it. And then the next year, this continues. And so you've really got to stay on top of that.
All right. Zach, once again, it's a First Response Resolution LLC, and Zach Booten is the guy there, founded this business here on Open for Business. When do people need you again? I want to focus on this.
Absolutely.
It's one thing, because there are certain thresholds that you can do things yourself. Maybe we can talk about that.
Well, a lot of firms will basically market to anyone who owes more than $10,000, and you know, that's a general starting point, but it's not the end-all be-all. You know, maybe that $10,000 that you owe is entirely a penalty, and maybe that penalty shouldn't have applied, and we can get the entire penalty waived. Maybe it is cost-effective to hire somebody to represent you in that circumstance. But, you know, what taxpayers should understand is that with the IRS, if you owe $10,000 or less in taxes, you can get a payment plan that's guaranteed under law. It's statutory.
So under $10,000, you can get the payment.
Absolutely. Right? And you can go online to irs.gov and apply for a payment plan online without ever having to speak to anyone, which is a really great benefit.
What are the interest rates for that? Are they higher than a credit card or not? Because I had a friend of mine that anytime that she owed it, she paid it on a credit card. Yeah. And a credit card, I thought, was a pretty expensive way to pay the IRS, but I just don't want to owe the federal government. Do you suggest that? Or?
You know, the current interest rate the IRS and the state are charging is 8%, mm-hmm. so it can add up quickly. But you also have to factor in if you've got penalties that are still accruing. You know, if you have the failure to file penalty, it's equal to 25% of your taxes. If you don't address it within 5 months, it can equal 25%. The failure to pay penalty takes about 4 years to accrue, but it can also max out at 25%.
So better to get it paid off and settled sooner,
potentially,
right?
You know, if you've got a 22% interest rate on your credit cards, it's probably not a great idea, but maybe you can look at a home equity line of credit, you know, borrow from friends and family. Or if you're really in a financial hardship, you can demonstrate to the federal government that you're currently not collectible, and they will just back off. They will mark your case closed.
But like you just mentioned here, Zach, that a lot of times it is many times what you owe could be a penalty, and penalty is something which is waivable or with proper negotiation, and that's where you could come in.
Potentially. There are certain provisions. You know, one of the main issues that you want to raise when you're requesting penalty abatement, if you don't qualify for an administrative waiver, such as the IRS first-time abatement policy, you have to demonstrate reasonable cause, and that's a really broad statement, but essentially you have to demonstrate that through no fault of your own, you were unable to file on time or pay on time.
But the one thing you don't want to do is ignore it.
That's correct.
Yeah. What is probably, without naming names, all right, I'm sure when you've been doing this for years now, you probably have some amazing stories. What is probably the most in debt, in most deepest problem you've ever helped people try to get out of without naming names? Okay, we don't want to divulge
Absolutely.
Anything.
Confidentiality is our highest priority. Yeah. We don't disclose anything about our clients to anyone unless we're subpoenaed by the government and we're required to do so.
But you can kind of talk in generalities about...
In generalities, yeah. I've got taxpayers that owe over $1 million and they're unable to pay.
A million? Where do you even start with someone at $1 million?
You know, typically when someone owes that kind of a balance, they also have a lot of assets to deal with, and maybe they don't have any current income, maybe they're retired. We just have to find ways to address the equity and the assets, disclose the equity, and demonstrate maybe the taxpayer can't access that equity.
Oh, kind of, in other words, perhaps land rich but cash poor, that kind
Correct.
Of thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Is it easier to deal with the State Department of Revenue or the Internal Revenue Service? Is there any difference between the two?
There is a substantial difference, and I tell taxpayers this all the time. I would rather deal with the IRS than deal with the state of Oregon.
Really?
Oregon.
I would have thought that Oregon would have been much more relaxed because, you know, Oregon, she flies on her own wings or whatever it is.
Oregon's a unique state when it comes to taxation, and there are far fewer options to deal with a liability with the state of Oregon. They're quite aggressive. Most states in the nation are quite aggressive. They want to collect as soon as possible.
Okay, as soon as possible.
One major difference that a lot of taxpayers don't understand, the IRS has 10 years to legally enforce a tax debt and go after collection. Mm-hmm. It's called the collection statute expiration date. The state of Oregon has decided there is no collection statute expiration date. Once a tax is assessed with Oregon, they
really?
Can come after that tax indefinitely.
30 years down the road, whatever it
Correct.
Is? Oh, man. I didn't know that. You see, this is why you get in touch with Zach. And by the way, his number is 293-8449, 541-293-8449. And if you need help on negotiating, this is great. He might be able to. In fact, a lot of times it's a free consultation, right?
That's correct. We always offer initial free consultations, and they're designed to determine if it makes sense to work together. I don't want to charge a taxpayer for a service that they're not going to benefit from. Yeah. And I'll help them determine if it makes sense. And sometimes it's a matter of savings. Sometimes it's a matter of, you know, we're going to handle it for you and you don't have to worry about talking to the IRS. It depends on what the taxpayer's goals are. If they're just so certain they don't want to talk to the IRS, our clients never have to talk to the IRS.
And the other aspect of this is that if they don't really need you, you'll let them know this.
Absolutely.
And say, hey, you know, you owe $3,000 or whatever it is, just set up the payment plan. It's easy peasy. And even though the interest rate might be 7 or 8%, that's cheaper than just about any credit card right now.
Absolutely.
So look at it that way. So,
and it keeps them from levying your wages, going after your, you know, garnishing wages, levying your bank account, seizing other assets, or just threatening you.
Yeah.
It's not a great thing to receive threatening letters all the time.
So Zach Booten's there to help you. It's a First Response Resolution LLC, firstresponseirs.com.
That's right? Correct, firstresponseirs.com. And I do want to mention, you know, I'm a member of several nationwide organizations. The most predominant is the American Society of Tax Problem Solvers, the ASTPS. They're out of Buffalo, New York, and they're a nonprofit founded by CPAs and EAs who have been representing taxpayers for decades. My mentor has been representing taxpayers for over 50 years, and he teaches CPAs and attorneys and enrolled agents how to represent taxpayers before the IRS, and they're a phenomenal resource to Americans.
Glad to get to meet you in the flesh here. And Zach, once again, Zach Budin is the guy you want to talk to. You got some IRS problems and you want to stay out of trouble. Maybe you just need a consultation to find out if you do have problems and if he can help you, great. And if not, hey, that's good too. He'll move along and tell you to go and deal with the IRS directly, but who wants to do that, okay? FirstResponseIRS.com, and you can call Zach at 541-293-8449. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
30 years ago.